Before there was a Got Milk slogan, some dairymen used an amendment to the Constitution to help keep their product ahead of a more evil beverage of the day. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Earl Dodge is a history book on the Prohibition Party. He's the former chairman of the group, and he says there were many that worked together to ban alcohol back in the 1920s.
Many of the insurance companies and the dairy firms of that day gave heavily to the Prohibition movement because the insurance companies were paying out horrendous claims because of work accidents caused by booze, and the dairies were losing a lot of their business.
Many in Congress didn't support Prohibition, but not voting for it meant risking their job.
The Prohibition Party was the only party that ever supported Prohibition. Neither major party ever put it in its platform. But back then, to be against Prohibition would be like calling for the abolition of Social Security today. I mean, in most districts, it would mean defeat. So a lot of people voted for it to be enacted in Congress, even though they weren't for it, because it was their political life.
Even before Prohibition began in 1920, the party was making strides in Congress.
We elected two members to Congress. One of them, Charles Randall, during the First World War, attached a rider to an agricultural bill that called for wartime prohibition. Now, that didn't ban the sale, but it banned the manufacture because they had to use the grains to help feed people in Europe and the soldiers. And that worked so well that then when the Prohibition Amendment was proposed, it got passed.
Rural America was more supportive than urban dwellers, but by 1933, the system just wasn't working, and the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment that went into effect 13 years earlier. Traveling the countryside in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.